赞立，赞美我哋呢位伟大嘅神。赞美你，因为你是万有的主，是全能的神，在你里面满有恩典和怜悯，你亦都是万福的源头。主，我们感谢你，在岁首到年中，你保守和祝福我们，让我们经历你的恩典和你的信实。在新的一年里面，让我们更加倚靠你，爱你，让主你我们的神的荣耀归于在我们的身上，愿你建立我们的手所作的功，我们手作的功愿你建立。主啊，我们今晨向你的敬拜，求你祝福悦立，让我们赞美我们的敬拜完全归返给你。我们祷告交托，奉主耶稣基督的名字祈求，
阿们。
大家请坐。
Yeah.
心智都好似诗歌咁讲，我哋立志摆上嚟到传扬耶稣，用我哋嘅恩赐嚟到献上最好。
等摆上倾出大爱，曾舍弃已被抹。
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you alone are the God Most High.
天父，你是唯一在天上最高的神。
You are above all the universe. You sit on the throne.
你超乎宇宙万物，你坐在宝座上。
Father, indeed, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
你实在就是万王之王，万主之主。
Father, we marvel you commanded this world into existence.
你吩咐这个世界，这个世界就造成了。
You set this world into order.
你将这个世界满有纪律。
And not only you're the creator, you're the sustainer of all things.
不单止你创造宇宙万物，你仲系继续嘅维持宇宙。
Father, it is your command for us to give you praise and to also to seek you.
你命令我哋系去赞美你，亦去寻找你。
And so, Father, we do pray, Father, for your kingdom and for the souls of others.
所以我们为着你的国度，为着世上的灵魂而祷告。
We pray that the Lord Jesus will come soon.
让主耶稣你快脆的降临。
That we would be able to experience the fullness of your kingdom and authority.
让我们能够完全去经历你的国度和你的爱。
Father, we pray for friends, relatives, neighbors who may not know Jesus.
我们继续为我们不信的邻居朋友而祷告。
We ask that your Spirit will draw them near to you, convict them of their need to believe and repent before you.
让你的圣灵去吸引他们，让他们在你的面前忏悔悔改。
We pray that they would understand the significance of Christ's finished work on the cross.
让他们能够明白主耶稣在基督在十字架上所成全的大功。
And Lord God, we pray that they would know you as the rock of salvation.
让他们知道你是那救恩的磐石。
Father, on this given day, please pardon us as we celebrate a bit.
主啊，我们在这个新年庆祝的时间当中。
For some of us, it is a new year.
很多时候我们有农历的新年。
But Father, we know in your book, because you're the everlasting God,a thousand years is like a day to you.
但是在你的面前，在你的眼中，千年就如一日。
We also know, Father, in any given days, Father, that you have your mercies that are new to us.
主啊，我们也都知道你的恩典是每日更新。
And so we are grateful to walk in your ways and to walk in your days.
主啊，我们多谢你，我们能够行在你的道路当中。
Father, as you being the everlasting rock, help us to trust you in all matters.
你就是不变的磐石，让我们在凡事上都能够信靠你。
You being the solid rock, help us to trust you even when we feel discouraged.
你是不变的磐石，让我们在灰心的时间仍然可以相信你。
Father, you being our cornerstone, help us to trust you when there is uncertainty.
你是放角石，在我们莫不斗不平，即个动荡的社会的当中，我们都能够相信你。
Father, help us each day to discover deeper how faithful you are and how powerful you are.
让我们每一天能够经历大能大力。
Bless us now, Father, as we receive your word.
求你今日祝福我们，让我们能够接纳你的话语。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles, please turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 10.
你今日有带你嘅圣经嘅时候，我哋请打开彼得前书第二章四节至到第十节。
First Peter chapter 2 verses 4 through 10。
彼得前书第二章四节至到第十节。
And I'll ask Ron to go ahead and read it for us。
彼得前书第二章就四节至十节。主乃是磐石，固然有人被人所弃的，却是在神面前啊。被神所拣选、所宝贵的，你们来到主面前，就好像活石被建造成为灵宫，作圣洁的祭司，藉着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵气。因为经上说：看啊，我必把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石放在石安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。所以你们在信的人就为宝贵。在那不信的人当中，就有人说，匠人所弃的石头已作了房角的头块石头，又说作了绊脚的石头、跌人的石头。他们既不顺从，就在石头上绊跌。你们这样绊跌也是预定的，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们的出黑暗入奇妙光荣的美德。你们从前算不得为子民，但如今却作了神的子民，从前未从
蒙拣选，未从蒙怜恤，现在却蒙了怜恤。
And may the Lord add His blessing to the reading and preaching of His word.
求主祝福佢自己嘅话语。
You know, when I was growing up, my parents had a rock garden in the front yard.
我细个嘅时候咧，我爸爸妈妈就摆咗嗰啲石头嘅花园喺个前门度。
Y'all know what a rock garden is, right?
大家都知道啲石头嘅花园系点样样噶啦。
Some of you guys may have a rock garden in your own front or backyard.
或者你哋屋企前头后边或者都有个石头咁样嘅花园。
And essentially, a rock garden has to do with the assortment of rocks that are on display.
就系你好精致嘅将啲石头摆到好靓咁样嘅，成为一个花园咁样。
So you may have small rocks, you may have medium-sized rocks, you may have big rocks.
所以你大中细嘅石头都有。
You may have rocks of different colors.
有唔同嘅颜色嘅石头。
And so a rock garden is a way to kind of display all the different types of rocks, maybe in a certain pattern.
所以呢你就好仔细地将石头呢摆成一个样呢，就摆在你的 前院和后院里。
Well, today I'm not going to talk about rock gardens in your neighborhood.
今天我不是讲你家庭里面或者你周围那些石头花园。
But I am going to talk about the rock garden that's in Scripture.
但是我就要讲到在经文里面讲到的石头的花园。
Look at this portion of scriptures and you see a lot of rocks.
你读这段的经文的时候，你见到有很多的石头。
There is the precious rock.
有一个宝贵的石头。
There is the rejected rock.
有一个被撇弃的石头。
There is the chosen cornerstone.
有被拣选的房角石。
There is even a rock that's stumbling rock.
甚至乎有被绊倒的石头。
There is a lot of rocks in this given passage today.
今天这段的经文里面有很多讲关于石头的字眼。
Today I want to broaden your mind.
今天我想打开大家的思想。
Because there's just not a lot of rocks in this given passage, there's a lot of rocks throughout all scripture.
其实不是单单这段的经文讲到石头，就是经文里面的圣经的当中有讲出很多的石头的事情。
And today I want you to understand much deeper that God is our solid rock.
我今天想大家所认识的就是神，就是我们的磐石。
And if He is our solid rock, there is significance as far as how we respond to Him.
如果我们知道神是我们的磐石的时候，我们怎样向祂回应呢？
And today I'm also going to point out that you are actually part of the rock formation here at this church.
但是我今天也想大家知道你在这个教会里面也是成为这个石头的一份子。
And so what does that mean for us?
对我们来说是什么意思呢?
Well, let me take you a little bit into rock history, okay?
咁我哋就谂下嗰个石头嘅历史系点样。
Beginning with the Old Testament, let me just show you a couple of passages.That talks about God being our rock.
在旧约里面讲到怎样是神是我们的磐石呢?
Let me just throw out the Psalm, not Psalm, but Deuteronomy chapter 32.
在生命记第32章那里讲到。
Deuteronomy chapter 32 is a song of Moses.
生命记第32章是摩西所写的一篇的诗篇。
So it's very lyrical and it's very poetic.
所以就是很诗情画意的。
So in the song that's accredited to Moses, he talks about God being the rock.
在32篇里面，生命记32篇讲到说神就是这个磐石。
In chapter 32:4, he says, God is the rock, his work is perfect, all his ways are justice.
在生命记32篇那里讲到说神就是石头，在他里面就是满有恩慈，就是满有爱。
He goes on to say, He is a God of faithfulness and without iniquity.
在他里面是满有正义，是没有邪恶。
In that same Deuteronomy chapter 32, he says, God is the rock.
在里面也都讲到说神就是磐石。
And he uses the reference, God is the rock of our salvation.
他是磐石，他是我们救恩的磐石。
He also says in Deuteronomy 32, it says,There are enemies of God and there are friends or worshippers of God.
他也都讲到有神的敌人，也都是有神的朋友。
The enemies trust in their rock, but we trust in God as being our rock.
神的敌人会相信他自己的磐石，但是我们所相信的是耶和华是我们的磐石。
So in the Old Testament, they understand as far as God being the rock.
所以在旧约的里面，他们也都已经很深知道耶和华是我们的磐石。
And if you think about most of the times of the people in the Old Testament, they traveled a lot.
如果你去思想一下旧约的时候那些人呢，他们其实是行很多远的地方。
And so when they thought about a place of refuge from the storms or from the sun, they usually went to a rock.
如果他们行这个很长的旅程的时候，他们需要安息的呢，他们要依靠一个石头。
They could feel the comfort of the rock.
他们觉得这个石头能够给他们安慰。
God is the rock.
耶和华就是我们的磐石。
His ways are constant and perfect.
他的道路就是完全是一样的，不可变的。
The emphasis here is that God is someone that you can trust.
那个意思就是说，你能够相信耶和华。
He is the one who gives you shelter from the storms.
他能够在这个大风暴里面能够遮掩你。
He is the one who gives you shade from the blazing sun.
他能够遮盖你从这个热的太阳里面。
God is the one who delivers us. God is the one that we could count on.
神就是能够拯救我们，神就是我们所能够依靠的。
In the book of Psalms, there are plenty of references to God being our rock.
在诗篇里面也都曾经很多次讲到耶和华是我们的磐石。
Psalm 18 verse 2 says, The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
在诗篇第十八篇那里讲到说，神是我的磐石，我的山寨，是我的拯救者。
He goes on to say, God is my rock into whom I take refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
他说，主啊，你就是拯救我，你拯救我的国，我的磐石，我的盾牌，是我的高台。
Psalm 31 says, Be the rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress that saves me.
在31篇也都讲到说，你是我的磐石，是我的山寨，能够保护我。
And so the rock was interchangeably used to depict a fortress.
所以这个磐石也都可以有时转个字眼，是我的山寨。
And so you have to realize that when kings would set up their palaces or set up where they were going to stay, they built a fortress around them.
当一个君王他从一处去第二处的时候呢，他就会建一个山寨去保护他。
So that the enemy would not be able to penetrate.
等到敌人呢就不能够攻击他们。
The psalmist is saying that God is our mighty fortress.
这里讲到说，耶和华是我们的堡垒，是我们的山寨。
The enemy cannot penetrate.
敌人是不能够侵入的。
Psalm 46 talks about God being our fortress.
在诗篇46篇讲到耶和华是我的山寨，也是我的堡垒。
This particular psalm in Psalm 46 inspired a German pastor named Martin Luther.
有一位德国的哲学家叫马丁路德。
And he penned a hymn called A Mighty Fortress Is Our God.
他就写了一篇诗篇，就是说耶和华是我的磐石。
Do you understand that God is our solid rock?
你有没有认识到耶和华是我们的磐石呢？
God is our steady influence.
他是继续不断地影响我们。
God is our deliverer.
他是拯救我们。
God is whom we could come to and cry out to.
我们可以向他而呼喊，向他求救。
Let me take you now to the New Testament.
我们又来到新约的地方。
In the New Testament, Jesus and others talked about, Jesus talked about himself being the rejected rock.
耶稣讲话，我是被人所抛弃的石头。
And you're thinking, why did Jesus talk about himself being the rejected rock?
点解耶稣会讲我是被人所厌弃的石头呢？
This is what he said in Matthew chapter 21 verses beginning Matthew chapter 21, he says, Didn't you read in the scripture that the stones which the builders rejected, this became the chief cornerstone, and it is marvelous in your eyes?
在马太福音第21章的里面讲到，你知不知道我是被人所厌弃的石头呢？
Jesus describes himself as the stone that the builders rejected.
他形容他自己就是说，我们是被那些石匠所厌弃的一块的石头。
He is making reference to those who had lived prior.
他讲到说他之前所活的人。
They were beginning to understand, but yet they rejected Jesus.
他们虽然说认识耶稣，但是拒绝耶稣。
And as we know, that Jesus became the chief cornerstone.
当耶稣成为那房角石的时候。
And wasn't it marvelous in their eyes and our eyes?
其实就是他们眼中，在我们眼中成为很稀奇。
Paul, similar to Psalm 118, quotes the Old Testament prophet.
在保罗亦都形容到旧约。
And he says, Behold, I lay in Zion, a stone of a stumbling and a rock of offense.
我在锡安建立那被人所厌弃的石头。
He goes on to say, He who believes in him will not be disappointed.
凡相信耶稣的人就不会被失望。
Paul is given the reality of those who reject God as the rock and those who accept.
保罗就讲到那拒绝耶稣的人和那接纳耶稣的人的分别。
Those who have unbelief will be disappointed.
那些不相信神的人，他们会灰心。
Those who believe in Jesus will not be disappointed.
那相信耶稣基督的人，他们就不会失望。
In the book of Acts, chapter 4, we find a time where Peter preached to thousands of people.
在《使徒行传》第四章那里，我们看见彼得向成千上万的人而讲道。
Remember, in the book of Acts, it is after Jesus' death and resurrection.
我们记得《使徒行传》是耶稣被杀、复活、升天了之后所记载的。
And he points out to them, he says, I'm talking about Jesus, the Jesus that you crucified.
他就说，讲道的时候就说，我所传扬的耶稣是你们所被钉十字架的耶稣。
And it is the same Jesus whom God raised from the dead.
这个耶稣就从死里复活。
Peter goes on to say that Jesus is the stone which you rejected.
彼得又讲到说，这个耶稣就是你们所拒绝的石头。
But becomes the very precious cornerstone.
成为那宝贵的房角石。
And then he makes the definitive statement.
然后他就这样说，
There is no salvation in no one else.
在主之外并没有救恩的机会。
And there is no other name under heaven which has been given among men by which we have been saved.
在天下人间没有别的名，我们可以藉着得救。
And so let me ask you, have you placed your trust in Jesus, the rock of our salvation?
今日我想问你，你究竟有没有将你的信仰放在那基督耶稣的身上呢？
It's pretty clear in Scripture.
这里经文里面很清楚的，给我们看得见。
People are either going to reject the rock or they're going to accept the rock.
有一班人是拒绝这个石头，有一班人是接纳这个石头。
People are either going to curse the rock or they will praise the rock of all salvation.
有人会咒诅这个石头，有人会赞美这个救恩的磐石。
People will either blast the rock or they will bless the eternal rock.
有些人就会抌烂这个石头，有些人会去崇拜、去赞美这个石头。
Which is it for you?
今天早上你是有什么选择呢？
Can I say this? You cannot have a Christian testimony without Christ.
其实你说你是信耶稣的时候，你一定有一个信耶稣的见证。
You cannot have a Christian testimony without referencing Christ as your rock.
你作见证的时候，你一定要讲到耶稣基督是怎样去拯救了你。
Because salvation is found in no one else but Christ.
因为救恩是不在别其他的当中能够寻找到。
There is no other name that we could call upon than Christ for salvation.
因为在天下人间没有别的名，你们可以藉着得救。
You cannot have a gospel story without the Savior, the Lord Jesus.
你传福音的时候，你一定要提到耶稣基督的。
You need to call upon Jesus to be saved.
你一定要呼喊耶稣基督先至能够得救。
And so I ask you, have you accepted Jesus as the rock of your salvation?
今天早上你究竟有没有接纳到耶稣基督成为你个人的救主呢？
Or do you sit here today rejecting the rock?
或者你坐在这里你就拒绝耶稣呢？
Again in our passage, either the rock is something that you would hold precious.
今天我们讲到这个磐石你觉得是非常宝贵啊？
Or it becomes offensive to you.
或者对你来说是被你所藐视的。
Isn't it true when we try to share our faith and talk about Christ to others?
你有没有同人传福音的时候
The mere mention of Jesus offends people.
你一提到耶稣这个字眼有些人就觉得是很被拒绝。
That's what it means. The stone is stumbly, the offensive rock.
这里就讲到那被绊脚的石头。
The people who do not believe will see it as a stumbling rock, will see Christ as a rock of offense.
有些人听见耶稣这个字眼，他们就觉得好发脾气。
But we who are different, we are a chosen race.
但是我们被拣选的族类。
And we will proclaim him accordingly.
我们就会呼吁说耶稣是我们的救主。
As I mentioned, there is a rock garden not only throughout Scripture, but also deep into this passage.
所以我开始上白的时候讲到好像有一个石头的花园。
Let me go down one by one about these different type of rocks that are portrayed here in 1 Peter.
等我在这里再解释一下彼得前书所讲到的石头是怎样。
First of all, Jesus is depicted as the living stone.
我们首先看见耶稣基督被形容为是一块活的石头。
Later on, first four, it says, it is the living stone that is rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious.
在第四节那里讲到，这个石头呢，被人所抛弃的、厌弃的，但是神所拣选、所宝贵的。
In verse 5, it tells us that we would be living stones too as well.
第五节讲到，我们都好像耶稣一样，是一个活生生的石头。
The idea of living stone, and it is life-giving.
那活石的原因就是说我们能够将生命分享出去。
When we think about Jesus, we understand that he is the giver of life, the giver of eternal life.
如果我们认识耶稣基督的时候我们就知道他是赐生命给我们的。
This is whom God has chosen.
这个就是神所拣选的。
The second thing, second stone that we mentioned here is the cornerstone.
第二个石头就是说这个房角的石头。
In verse 6, it tells us, it's the quotation, Behold, I lay in Zion a cornerstone, chosen and precious.
第六节那里这样的记载，看啊，我把被拣选的、所宝贵的房角石放在锡安。
This cornerstone is what the church is built upon.
这个房角石就是基督耶稣的教会的根基。
This cornerstone is foundational.
这个根基是成为我们的基础。
We're not here because we want to be here.
我们在这里的时候不是我们自己所愿意的。
We are here because Christ is the foundation and he has chosen us to be a part of his building.
我们在这里聚集的时候因为我们知道基督就是我们的房角石神拣选我们在一起。
In verse 7, it mentions another type of rock.
第七节也讲到另外一种的石头。
This is the rejected rock.
是匠人所弃的石头。
The blueprint was evident, but in the cornerstone was there.
这个蓝图已经画得很易然了，这个房角石已经摆在这里了。
Sometimes when we read scripture, we're going, how can they reject the rock of all ages?
我们有阵时读经文的时候我们就很难去思想到为什么那些人会拒绝耶稣呢
How could people reject the Lord Jesus?
为什么这帮人他们会拒绝耶稣呢
And especially in the time when Jesus walked the earth and performed his miracles.
尤其是耶稣基督在这个世上这么多年他能够行各样的神迹。
It's interesting, the people that rejected Jesus the most were religious people.
好奇怪，那拒绝耶稣的一班人是在教会里面最神圣的一班人。
And they missed out on calling Jesus as their rock.
但是他们就失落了这个机会，可以呼喊说耶稣你是我的救主。
In verse 6, it kind of mentions about the chosen cornerstone or the precious cornerstone.
第六次就讲到这个是被拣选所宝贵的房角石。
I want you to think about the words, the descriptive words, chosen and precious.
我们要思想一下被拣选、被宝贵这个字眼。
This is the rock of choice.
这个是所特别拣选的石头。
This isn't just any type of rock, this is a precious rock.
不是扣扣奇奇的一块石头，而是被宝贵的一块石头。
And so what God is trying to convey to us, the chosen stone, the precious stone, this is my will, this is my prize.
神就想你同我认识到话，这个是我自己去拣选的宝贵的石头。
This is the very best that God is offering to you.
这个是神特别所赐给你的。
And it is his precious one.
是非常宝贵的。
This is not cheap.But this is precious.
不是很便宜的，是很宝贵的。
Another rock that we see here is in verse 8.
我们都看一下第八节。
The stumbling rock.
绊脚的石头。
Earlier in the passage, God has approved Jesus as being the rock.
在经文里面，我们见到神已经是印证耶稣是被拣选的。
But in verse 8, it tells us of men who rejected him.
第八次讲到话好多人拒绝耶稣。
So in other words, they're saying, "I don't want you, God."
呢班人会话神啊，我唔要你。
In other words, they are stepping away from the rock that God has provided for them.
所以佢哋就离弃神所赐俾佢哋嘅一块嘅石头。
In other words, they are saying that the rock that God is saying is chosen and is precious, it's not worth it.
他们就说到神你觉得那宝贵的石头我不要。
They are stumbling over the rock that God has provided.
他们看见这块神所拣选的石头他们就跌倒了。
The rock is also called the offensive rock.
说到这个是人所能够厌弃的石头。
You ever wonder why people don't even want to call out his name?
你有没有去思想一下为什么人会拒绝耶稣呼喊他的名字呢
Because it's offensive to them.
因为对他们来说是觉得很被咒诅的东西的。
Like I said, there are two types of people in the world.
在这个世上有两种的人。
Those who see God as the rock.
有一班人看见这个耶稣基督是磐石。
Those who have rejected God as the rock.
有一班是拒绝耶稣的一班人。
It's pretty clear in Scripture.
在经文里面是很清楚看见。
Those who reject the rock will curse.
他们拒绝耶稣、拒绝石头的时候，他就会咒诅这个石头。
Those who accept the rock will praise the name of Jesus.
那接纳耶稣的人，他们就会赞美主。
It's pretty simple, people.
就非常简单。
Either you reject the rock or you accept the rock.
你一系就接纳呢个石头，一系就拒绝呢个石头。
But understand this: this is the chosen rock, this is the precious rock, this is the cornerstone.
但系你要明白嘅就系呢块石头唔系咁简单嘅，佢系被拣选嘅、被宝贵嘅一个房角石。
Three things as we kind of close up, taking a look at our role in Christ.
我哋就要睇下我哋在主面前有咩嘅角色。
If we embrace Christ as our Savior,
我们有没有接纳耶稣基督成为我们的个人救主呢
？If we believe and repent,
如果我们有相信而悔改的时候
，If we trusted God to be our solid rock,
如果我们相信耶稣基督是我们的磐石的时候
，There's a number of things that will apply to our lives.
就有几样嘢能够运行在我们的身上。
Let me give you three roles.
有三个角色。
First of all, we are the pictures of Christ.
我们是反映耶稣基督的形象的人。
In verse 4 and 5, it talks about, first of all, it says Christ is the living stone, but it also talks about us being the living stone.
不单止耶稣基督是磐石，我们也是一块的活石。
In other words, you are the living testimony for God.
你就是一个活生生在人当中为主作见证的人。
People are going to notice, people are going to observe how you are trusting God.
有人就能够去观察你去怎样去相信耶稣。
People will notice whether you are trusting God in very tenuous times.
在混乱动荡的社会当中，人会知道你是怎样去信靠耶稣。
I'm reminded of a story of a missionary who became a Christian because of how his friend trusted Christ.
有一个传道人，他作见证话，我是怎样样来到相信耶稣的。
He describes a situation where they would go camping, just the two of them when they were young.
他形容到话，他小个时候出去露营。
And so their parents trust him as they got older and older to go camping, just the two of them.
所以他们一路长大的时候，他都去郊野野外去露营。
So one day when they're in their college days, they went up to the mountains.
当他们读大学的时候，他们都曾经出去旅行。
And they camped for the weekend.
他们就在一个周末去旅行。
So they pitched the tent.
他们就搭了这个帐篷。
And they would stay underneath the tent during the night.
咁佢哋就瞓入呢个帐篷嘅里边。
Well, one particular weekend, one particular night, they heard some rustling.
有一次咧，佢哋听见出边有啲奇怪嘅声音。
And they both knew that it was a bear.
佢哋就知道有只熊人喺旁边。
Well, one in the tent was very petrified. He was very fearful.
有个人咧，听见呢个红人嘅声音咧，佢非常之惧怕。
The other one wasn't fearful at all.
第二个咧，佢就唔系咁惊。
In fact, he was eating potato chips.
佢仲喺度食紧薯片。
Just to let you know, you don't want to eat potato chips if there's a bear nearby.
我想你知道，如果你见到听见有红人嘅时候，你千祈就唔好食薯片。
So the friend who is fearful is looking at his friend who's eating potato chips.
所以嗰个好惧怕睇见嗰个食紧薯片嘅朋友。
He was scared of the bear that they would just rip up the tent and rip up their lives.
佢就好惊呢个红人会侵入呢个帐篷度去杀佢哋。
Eventually, the bear would take off.
后尾个红人就走咗。
And so he turned to his friends. He said, "How could you eat potato chips when there was a bear that was right by our tent?"
你点解有只红人喺你旁边嘅时候，你够胆喺度食薯片啊
？It was then that his friend told him about his faith and his trust in Christ.
嗰阵时，呢个朋友就喺度向佢作见证，佢相信主耶稣基督。
Now, by the way, don't always eat potato chips in front of bears and share your faith.
千祈唔好听见红人嘅时候喺度食薯片啊，作见证。
But eventually, this friend saw how he trusted Christ.
但系呢个人就见到佢朋友点样相信耶稣。
And because of the peace that he had, especially in a very tenuous, scary situation,
尤其是喺呢个好惧怕嘅环境嘅当中。
He said, "I want whatever he has."
我要得着你那得着嘅。
Eventually, he understood that Jesus is the rock of salvation.
后来佢就知道耶稣基督就系救恩嘅磐石。
And he trusted in Christ and grew in his faith and matured in Christ.
佢相信耶稣，后来就喺主里边能够成长。
And eventually, he became a missionary to tell others about Christ.
然后佢就成为一个宣教士，去讲俾人听啊，相信耶稣。
This is what is meant to be a living stone.
呢个就系活石嘅一个状况。
That we are trusting God even in the midst of stormy seasons.
我哋在呢个大风荡嘅社会里边，在大风荡嘅环境里边，一样相信耶稣。
And so I'm asking you, brothers and sisters, what are you trusting God for?
今天我想问你，你相信神、依靠神系在哪一方面呢？
Because how you are trusting God, people are observing how you trust God.
因为你系喺哪一方面相信神，人哋会观察到嘅。
And you could be a living testimony right in front of them.
你就系喺佢哋面前能够成为一个活生生嘅作见证。
This is your family members. This is your neighbors. This is your coworkers.
无论系你嘅家人、你嘅邻舍、你嘅同事。
Believe it or not, they are observing how you are a living testimony, how you are trusting God.
他们是继续的不断的观察你怎样去相信你的神。
The second thing we want to know, understand is that we are placed in Christ.
第二点我们就是安放在基督的里面。
As I mentioned, that we are living stones and we are part of the living stones that are being built together.
我们是活石是被一起建立的成为神的圣殿。
The book of Ephesians talked about us being the believers as being a temple or a building of God.
在以弗所书里面讲到我们是神的 圣殿。
You are being built together as a dwelling place for God.
你是耶稣基督所活所住的地方。
He mentions that Christ is the cornerstone.
讲到话耶稣就是那盘角房角石。
And each of us are a living stone that is built upon it.
我哋每一个人都是一个活的石头，建立成为呢个圣殿。
This is the visual of the church.
呢个就是点样去形容呢个教会。
Now sometimes we just think, well, it's an easy fit, right?
有阵时话啊，其实好简单嘅啫。
We fit perfectly, right?
我哋系好融合嘅喺埋一齐。
Remember, Scripture says we are being built into it. We are being fitted in.
我哋系被建立成为。
Sometimes we need a little bit of pushing and prodding to be built into the body of Christ.
其实有阵时我哋系要去剁啊，去磨啊，然后先能够适合成为神嘅地。
Years ago, my parents' house, they had a plumbing problem.
好多年前呢，我爸爸妈妈屋企呢有个水喉嘅问题。
And I thought I could fix it.
我以为我就可以修理咗佢。
So I looked underneath the sink and I noticed that there was a bad pipe.
我就睇下嗰个厨房嘅下边就有一条坏咗嘅喉。
Very simple. All you have to do is just replace that one section of pipe.
好简单嘅啫，我净系换呢条喉就搞掂噶啦。
So I took the old pipe out. I went to the hardware store and bought a new one.
所以我就攞個舊嘅喉攞去金屬嘅地方就換咗買一條新嘅喉。
So I started to fit the new one into the old one.
我就想將個新嘅喉駁落個舊喉度。
And it didn't quite fit.
係差個啲咁多張我揾搞唔到。
It was this close to fitting.
就係差呢啲咁多張我冇辦法將佢連埋。
And as you know,You can't be this close because if I run the water is just going to spurt out, right?
你唔可以话差啲咁多啲嘅时候咧就摆上去，因为如果你一开水咧就成个地方湿晒。
So I did what anybody else would do.
我就会做普通人所做嘅。
I used all my strength in trying to pull it together.
我就好大力嘅将佢咬埋一齐。
When it didn't work, I used a little hammer and tried to tap it.
然后我又用个锤仔去剥下佢。
30 minutes later, I'm like, let's see if this works.
帮唔好，我好大力去帮下佢。
Over an hour later, I finally got the pipe to fit together.
成个钟头之后，我先将个新喉安上去。
It wasn't as easy as I thought it was.
唔系我所想嘅咁简单。
It took a little bit of banging and pushing together.
要去剁磨佢，要去揼佢。
Sometimes when it comes to being built together and fitted together,
在教会里面我们建立成为教会的时候。
In the church, granted, we are living stones and we are placed together.
我们是活石，我们是放在这个教会里面。
But sometimes fitting together as a body of Christ, it takes a little pushing, doesn't it?
但是我们要成为神那个圣殿的时候，其实要需要很多的琢磨，很多的推磨。
And for some of us, sometimes it takes a little tapping together.
有啲人咧就系轻轻嘅揼下佢就得啦。
And we all know there's a couple of brothers and sisters takes a little pounding to get them together.
有啲弟兄姊妹咧就非常大力咁去剁下佢。
Remember, you are part of the body of Christ.
你系神家中嘅一份子。
And being fitted together takes a little bit of effort and work and prodding.
我哋要成为一个和合嘅时候，需要用好多嘅力量。
And as we are being fitted together, we will display what God has originally designed.
当我们合埋一起的时候，我们就能够彰显到神的荣耀。
With Christ as our cornerstone, the foundations that's based upon the apostles and the prophets.
基督就是房角石，就是建立在使徒和先知的基础当中。
In other words, Christ is our Savior, based upon Scripture.
就是说耶稣是我们的救主。经过这个经文，
we are the household of God. We are the church.
我们是神家中的一份子，我们是神的教会。
God is the designer. God is the builder.
神就是那计划者，是建筑师，他就是那建立我们的。
Understand that we are the church.
要记得我们就是这个教会。
We are one family under God.
我们是神家中的一份子。
Finally, understand this, that we are proclaimers of Christ.
同埋我们要宣扬神的名。
In verses 7 through 10, it tells us, we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own possession.
第七节讲到说， 第九節那裡講到，你們是被揀選的族類，是君尊的祭司，是神基督的國度，是屬神的子民。
Now you could just stop right there, but Scripture tells us to go on.
經文還繼續地講給你們聽。
Because if you stop right there, you're feeling pretty good about yourself.
如果你停在那裡，你覺得非常的驕傲。
You're chosen, you're the royal priesthood, you're people for his own possession.
你是神所揀選的一個族，你是君尊的祭司。
But the second part of the verse 9, it tells us that we are proclaimers.
但在後面下半句呢，講到話你哋宣揚。
And what are we to proclaim?
我哋宣揚乜嘢呢？
We are to proclaim the excellencies of Him.
要宣揚神嗰個美好。
In other words, we are to proclaim His. We are to give God our praise.
我哋讚美我哋嘅主。
And the reason why we could give Him praise because we have been brought out of darkness into His marvelous light.
因為我哋係從黑暗裏邊被提拔出嚟，進入光明。
The reason that we are proclaimed because we have become the recipients of His mercy.
因為我哋接納咗神俾我哋嘅恩惠。
The reason why we could proclaim because we are now His people. We are His chosen ones.
因為我哋而家就成為神所揀選、特別揀選一班嘅子民。
And so when we gather together as the believers in Christ,
所以當我哋聚集喺埋一齊嘅時候，係基督嘅門徒。
We are to proclaim, we are to extol His excellencies.
我哋要讚美，要高揚佢嘅話語。
Because God is worthy of our praise.
因為神係值得我哋去讚美。
And is God who has brought us together in the first place.
就係神將我哋聚集喺埋一齊。
And more importantly, it is God who reconciled us to Him through Jesus Christ.
就係耶穌基督將我哋同父神可以融合喺埋一齊。
Are you proclaiming His excellencies?
你今日早上有冇去稱揚佢嘅榮耀讚美呢？
In worship,
我哋喺崇拜嘅時候。
Worship is about God and not about us.
崇拜嘅時候，我哋嘅讚美嘅係神，唔係讚美我哋自己。
Worship is giving God what is due to His name.
我哋崇拜嘅時候係稱揚佢自己嘅名字。
Worship is about honoring God and proclaiming Him and His works.
當我哋崇拜嘅時候，我哋就宣揚佢哋在我哋中間所做嘅好事。
And so, brothers and sisters, when we come to worship,
所以當我哋喺埋一齊崇拜嘅時候。
We should be looking up.
我哋应该往上看。
We should be praising our Lord and our God.
我哋要赞美我哋主。
And when we sing, we should be singing of His name and singing of His glory and singing of His work in our lives.
所以我哋唱诗歌嘅时候就唱到话神在我哋身上所作奇妙救恩嘅工作。
This morning I challenge you, when you sing, God is our solid rock.
今天早上我哋当唱我话神系我嘅磐石嘅时候。
Don't just use your mouth.
不是只是用你的口。
Use your heart and your soul.
用你的心，用你的魂来唱。
When it comes to singing, it comes from within.
是从我们里面而唱出来的。
And the praise that is honorable to God is that we would sing of our hearts and sing of our souls to Him.
当我们是从心底里面唱赞美祂的时候，是神所喜悦的。
Is God your solid rock?
神是不是你的磐石呢？
Is it Him that you would stand with?
是不是你站在这个磐石的旁边呢？
It is Him who is your deliverer.
是不是他就拯救你的救世主呢？
It is Him that you could trust, and that you could cry to, and that you could come to.
你能不能够向他而呼喊，是叫他去救拔你呢？
God is the one that we could trust all things.
神就是我们在凡事上都可以相信他的。
God is the one that we could cry all things to.
我哋又喺乜嘢嘅事情当中都向佢而呼喊。
God is the one that we could give all thanks to。
我哋亦都能够将我哋一切去奉献俾佢。
Let us pray。
我哋低头作个祷告。
Father, we praise you as being the rock of our salvation。
主啊，我哋多谢你，你系我哋救恩嘅磐石。
Father, we thank you that you are our eternal refuge。
我哋多谢你系我哋一个永远嘅保障。
Father, we thank you that you are the foundation of which。Rest the hope that we have.
多谢你让我们能够完全的信靠你。
Thank you, Father, that you are the one that we could trust.
主啊，你是我们唯一所能够信靠的。
You're the one that we could believe.
你就是唯一我们所相信的。
You're the one that we could cry out to.
你是唯一我们可以向你呼喊的。
Father, for those of us who have believed, we are part of your plans.
主啊，我哋相信你嘅时候，我哋喺你嘅计划嘅当中。
Father, we are part of being the living stones.
我哋系成为呢个圣殿嘅活石。
So as living stones, we should be active in our trust and our faith in you.
活石嘅时候，我哋就主动嘅去相信你，去依靠你。
We pray, Father, for the common observer that they would notice that we are trusting in you. We are coming before you.
主啊，让我哋能够真系知道我哋嚟到你嘅面前。
And it's not in prosperity. Sometimes it's in life's toughest moments.
唔系单单喺富裕嘅里边，我哋在贫穷嘅里边。
Father, help us to deepen our trust and our faith in you.
求主让我哋更深刻嘅相信你。
And inspire us, Father, to continue to proclaim your excellencies.
鼓励我们怎样去宣扬你的话语。
It is you to deserve all praise, honor, and blessing.
因为你是值得我们的赞美。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen. 依靠耶和华的人就好似锡安山，永不改变。让我们将我们一切立在基督的磐石上。
好，我们一起低头祈祷，为到个献金祈祷。唱天父，我们多谢赞美你去一年的保守和祝福。求你在新一年当中都给我们满有你的恩惠、你的平安和喜乐。求你帮助我们懂得去散播基督的爱，成为世界的个父神啊，我们现在有少少金钱献上，求你都以纳使用在你圣工上。我们不配的祷告是奉耶稣圣名祈求。
Amen。
好，我趁着这个机会在新年当中跟大家拜个年先吓。祝大家新年蒙福，身体健康，主恩满座。OK， 好，我们不如我们唱一首歌。咁樣係藉住呢個機會係彼此咁樣係民安，彼此嘅祝福，好冇？ 印加完咗之后咧，我哋可以喺出边个 courtyard 度继续俾钱啊，祝福俾钱民安。好，我哋而家有少少家事报告吓、啊，就系咧嚟紧四月一号咧啊，复活节咧啊，我哋会有一个浸礼吓、啊。如果弟兄姊妹已经相信咗主，想喺直接呢个机会去受浸嘅话咧，你可以去问啊，询问多啲资料。是同Michael Wong 黄新郎弟兄啊问佢啊多啲资料关于受浸嘅问题。另外一样嘢咧喺度，我哋上个月咧，我哋已经接受咗啊叶伟弟兄成为我哋教会嘅会友，我哋欢迎你啊，麻烦你企起立啊！好，另外一件事咧，就係、是、我知道大家弟兄姊妹咧會嗰後啊用啲歌聲去讚美我哋嘅神啊！我哋嚟緊咧四月一號嘅復活節咧，我哋有個詩歌班。OK， 如果你想係參加詩歌班，用你個聲喉去讚美我哋主嘅話咧，就請你喺2月25號下個星期1:30啊去參加呢、這個。啊！參加呢、這個詩歌班嘅訓練啊，係第一次噶。咁啊，我哋都邀請你去參加。啊，最後一個咧就係、是、啊，我哋上個月咧，我哋已經有咗就上個月嗰一個養執會咧，已經托委咗九位弟兄姊妹成立咗一個聘牧委員會啊。咁啊，林牧師咧就會喺當中度去做顧問啊。如果大家有咩問題嘅話咧，想知多啲啊，麻煩你有個你可以問嗰、那個聘牧委員會啲弟兄姊妹啊。或者喺可以 email 俾我哋，咁我哋會喺適當嘅時候咧，我哋會回覆大家噶。OK， 好，我哋而家請大家起立，我哋唱三一眾，結束我哋今日嘅聚會。
Peace of God, the love of Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now, forever and always. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 留步以后请留家，留步参加主日学。